nose picking situation at your house.
Nose picking?
Yeah.
There's no nose picking.
So no one picks their nose at your house?
No. God, in front of anyone else. That's disgusting. No, like, that's gross.
Nobody does it.
That's how you get the COVID.
From picking your nose?
Yeah, that's how you get the COVID.
So your little kids, when they were little and they would pick their nose, you would stop them and say, don't do that.
You would smack their hand with a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's like you hit a dog on the nose. No.
No.
That's what you tell them.
Hmm.
And you teach them that enough that they only do it once or twice, and then they stop. Now that's gross. Why?
So you never pick your nose? Do you use a tissue if you have to?
Yeah, I blow my nose.
You blow your nose.
Right.
What if you just have like a little piece of like something on the end?
No, that's okay. You can't put the disease up in your nose.
Well, it's not a disease. Your hands, if you've washed your hands, there's no disease on them.
There's disease. That's how you get sick. Right there.
From sticking your finger in your nose?
That's how you do it.
Even if you've just washed your hands.
You're not going to wash them that good.
Well, only 38% of people in this new poll say that they use a tissue.
Okay.
38%. That means the majority of us, when we pick our noses, we do not use a tissue.
Oh.
We use other things. Preferably a finger, but maybe, I don't know, who knows, maybe someone's using a pen. I have no idea what people use to pick their nose with.
Toothpick.
Toothpick.
Screwdriver. Just any kind of thing you can find to put up there. Nah, it's gross.
A drill.
No, if I saw a girl do that, that would be it. That would be done. We would be done. If it was first date, Margot Robbie picks her nose, that's it. You got to go.
Wait a minute. You are on a date with Margot Robbie. It's your first date with Margot friggin' Robbie.
Right.
And you're having dinner with her. And mm-hmm. after dinner, she leans back and just
gone.
Picks her nose. Like, just sticks her finger in there and just pulls out a booger.
What, she's
and, like, maybe laughs about it and says, well, look at this one, Emily.
Is she digging around? Is she digging? Like, more than just itching, but, like, digging in her nose. Do I see her finger in her nose? That's it. Gone.
It's something in between. So she's not, like, in there digging for gold, but she's also not just scratching her nose.
It's the last
she's
time
got
I'm
a little,
ever going to see
got a little
her.
Hanger-on. She can feel it. Sticks her finger in there, grabs it, and goes, check this out,
nope.
Anthony.
Nope. Not good.
Really?
No, no. Oh, God, no. That's it. I'm not even driving you home. You're
what?
Calling Uber. Yeah, no.
Margot Robbie?
You're not getting in my car with that funk on your finger. No.
Well, she's not taking it with her. She's going to wipe it on the table.
No. It's done. Jennifer Aniston picking her nose at dinner. No.
Really?
No.
Who do you think? You are not better than Jennifer Aniston picking her nose.
I guess I'm not, but I'm not putting up with that. That's gross. That's disgusting. No.
Wow. You really are. You run a tight ship over there.
I don't want to see it. That's rude. That's disgusting. Mm. You can't do that.
But what if it's, but Jennifer Aniston, where do you draw the line? I mean, can she pick her teeth? What if she's a little
spinach? She's going to fart next to me.
She can't fart?
No! Are you kidding me? If I hear that, done.
Mila Kunis comes to your house naked and sits down on your bed.
And rips one.
You're kicking her. Mila Kunis naked, you're kicking out?
Done.
Done?
Done. Can't
do
it.
You are not better than Mila Kunis's fart.
I am not. I'm on the same level as Mila Kunis's fart. But no, I life is too short to put up with women that will fart and pick their nose.
See, I feel like life is too short to reject women who fart and pick their nose.
No, I couldn't do it. I don't care who it is.
Wow, you really run a tight ship. I'd put up with all that.
You would.
Oh, Timothy Oliphant can come over here and poop in my bed and I will still have sex with him.
If he farts in your bed.
Fine.
And sticks your head under the covers.
Great. It's Timothy Oliphant.
Really?
Yes. Yes. He can do whatever he wants to. With me, around me. I do not even
Why?
Care.
Why? Guy first date rips a fart at a fancy restaurant. You're not walking out.
Excuse me. You said guy. Any guy? Yeah. No. Some
no,
random
let's say
guy?
A guy, a random guy that you're attracted to.
Some random guy. I'm definitely walking out. Some random
okay.
guy.
But random Chris guy you're attracted to.
Well, is it Chris Hemsworth or is it just some random guy?
It's Sean Lee.
No, I'm walking out.
You're walking out on Sean Lee.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How about if the random guy picks his nose?
Well, I'm walking out. He's a random
guy.
Okay,
see? There you go. That's how I figured.
No, but that's a random guy. It's not Timothy Oliphant or Chris Hemsworth.
But the minute that Margot Robbie picks her nose, she's a random girl.
The level of hotness that they are outweighs the level of grossing out I would feel.
No, you can't be gross at all.
Like, I'm so in love with Timothy Oliphant, there's nothing he can do to gross me out. Nothing. There's just nothing. There's nothing he can do to gross me out that would turn me off. It's just, he couldn't even, I would challenge him to come up with something to do to gross me out enough that I would not want to have sex with him.
He would eat a booger.
Fine.
If you're with me and you get the flu, I am not the guy that holds your hair. I am not. That's not me. If we get to be 80 years old and I have to give you a bath, I ain't the guy.
Wow. That is hardcore. That's cold. That is cold, my friend.
That's just the way I am. I'm sorry.
No, for better, for worse, for rich, for poor, for old, for young, for sick, for health.
No. No. Sorry.
Wow.
If you have to burp, I don't want to hear it.